Welcome to Truth Matters Church. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy Priest with this week's devotional. If you enjoy this devotional, please consider sharing it with a friend and subscribing to this podcast on Sermon Audio, Spotify, and Apple Music. After looking last week at how we possess every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, and learning that we fully possess our salvation in Christ even this very moment, that's Ephesians 1, verse 3 through 6. Today, let's look at another incredible blessing we have obtained through Christ, our redemption. Ephesians 1, verse 7 and 8 says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us." To most of us, redemption is a bit of a Christianese word we relate to our faith. But what does it really mean? Dictionary.com defines redemption as to atone for a fault or mistake, deliverance, rescue, and the repurchase of something sold. Well, that kind of sounds like the gospel, doesn't it? And in our verse today, we see the gospel. Christ atoned for our sins and mistakes, rescuing us through his blood shed on the cross. I also really like the phrase, repurchase of something sold. Now, while we may have a difficult time truly relating to the buying and selling of people, i.e. slavery, in biblical times, this was incredibly common. A slave was purchased property, and a slave had almost no chance of ever redeeming himself or purchasing his freedom. So, in an era of rampant slavery, you can imagine that when the Apostle Paul used this phrase, it would have resonated plainly with his first century audience. Romans 6, verse 17 and 18 says, "But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching which you were committed, and having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." Christ purchased us while we were slaves of sin and made us slaves of righteousness. In that redemption, that repurchase and atonement, Christ paid our massive debt in order to free us from the cruel master of sin, and in effect, he took us home as his own, all according to the riches of his grace, which is lavished on us. Now, doesn't that phrase just bring joy to your heart? God's grace is lavished, or heaped, poured, drenched, doused upon us. By his grace, we are set free from the unpayable debt to sin, and now have become slaves to righteousness as Christ's very own purchased possession. I understand that in today's culture, being a slave to anything or anyone has serious negative connotations. But again, the Bible was written in a time where this was very common, so we must view these passages rightly and in their cultural context. Think of it this way, as Paul explains in Romans 6:22, "But now having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit, resulting in sanctification and the outcome, eternal life." Yes, Christians are slaves to God, but that is true freedom, and this freedom is a gift from God. See Ephesians 2, verse 8. It's a bit paradoxical on the surface, but as Paul says, the reward of being redeemed from sin to become slaves of Christ is a great benefit. It is our sanctification, and ultimately, our eternal life with him in heaven. So today, let's praise God for the mercy and grace he lavished on us through his Son, Jesus Christ. He paid a tremendously high price to repurchase us from the evil master of sin, and now we are his, able to serve him in righteousness, truth, and obedience. What an incredible honor it is to have been purchased by God Almighty, the creator of all things, to be a holy slave in his eternal kingdom. Once again, thank you so much for listening to Truth Matters Church. If you would like to read past devotionals or hear our study in 1 John, or if we can pray for you, please connect with us at truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.